Attacks on Americans have been on the rise in the Middle East. Americans have been fatally shot in Jordan, Yemen, Lebanon, and Kuwait amid a surge of anti-Americanism. With the increasing threat of a U.S.-led war against Iraq, there's fear the situation could get worse. The State Department has issued a warning advising Americans to avoid travel to most countries in the region. As part of an occasional series, Americans Abroad, NPR's Kate Seeley reports from Cairo on one American woman who says she's committed to staying in Egypt no matter what.
Maria Golia greets her local vegetable vendor in flawless Arabic and marvels over the freshness of her produce.
Look at those artichokes. They are so beautiful. They're lying there. They're each of them are you know, like several feet long, with their stalks, with their leaves. It's just great masses of green. Look at
Golia
that.
Buys some spring onions and ripe tomatoes and heads to another street vendor to pick up some fruit. She's doing her daily grocery shopping close to home in bustling downtown Cairo. When asked if she feels at all unsafe wandering around this city, a 6-foot-tall American woman during a time of mounting anti-American sentiment, she responds with an emphatic no.
I come from New Jersey. I call it terrorism that, as a young woman, I could not leave the house at night. I call that terrorism, that I could not live except in fear when I walked on the street alone. This is not the case here.
Cairo, she says, remains the safest city she's ever lived in, despite the regional tensions. She says she feels as welcome today as she did when she first moved here more than 20 years ago from Europe. She'd been doing some modeling in Paris and had acted in a Fellini film in Rome before coming here, in search, she says, of new horizons. She was captivated by the city's history and the Egyptians' attitude toward life and decided to stay.
I had lived a lot in Europe, which was not so dissimilar from my experience in America, which was that people were very concerned about time and very concerned about money. Well, Cairenes just weren't, particularly. They were more interested in interactions, more interested in a good laugh.
She left Cairo after several years to run a performing arts center in Fort Worth, Texas, but returned in 1992, she says, because she missed what she calls the humanity of life in Egypt. It was something she had found lacking in Texas.
I was there for 2 years before someone invited me into their home. In Cairo, I don't think that you could last for 10 minutes before someone would ask you for tea or to come over or see this or do that or something. Very sociable people.
Golia says she made a living doing freelance writing for Egyptian businessmen while pursuing her passion for fiction on the side. That is, until she was commissioned last year by a London-based publishing house to write a book about Cairo. She titled it Unseen City.
The book is about interactions, which are the fabric of this city.
Cairo, says Golia, is a great human experiment, a city of some 16 million people packed into a dense space along the Nile River. She says her book explores how people cope in a noisy, crowded, polluted environment made worse by a maddening bureaucracy.
See, when life is very difficult, people have to make do. And since they really are very much left to themselves in doing so, they come up with some remarkably ingenious responses to, you know, approximations of lives, of households, of ways to get along. And the book is very much about that. It's about how people get along, how they make do.
And make do, she adds, with grace, humor, and creativity. She says she finds it inspiring, having suffered the city's hardships herself.
What is interesting is how people respond to these objective difficulties. It's very interesting for me because I know how I respond to it sometimes, you know, which is basically wanting to scream and to scream repeatedly.
Golia says she feels a sense of urgency as she writes her book. With regional tensions on the rise, she says, she wants to recall a time when Egyptians perceived the United States and Americans very differently than they do today.
When I first came to Egypt in 1980, to be American was to be some kind of a remarkable hero. And it was almost absurd, and I couldn't imagine why people were so excited because I was American. Of course, I had lived in Europe for the previous years. To be American was no big deal. But in Cairo, it was. Americans were, oh, we love America. People would put their two thumbs up, big broad smile.
Golia says Egyptians were grateful for the role America had played in brokering the Egyptian-Israeli peace treaty that ended three decades of debilitating conflict. In those days, she says, Egyptians didn't know a lot about the U.S., but they looked up to it as a country that stood for justice and equality. Now, she says, Egyptians are deeply angry with the U.S., primarily because of its perceived pro-Israel bias and support of U.N. sanctions against Iraq. That anger, she says, has been compounded by disillusionment with the America that Egyptians see on their nightly television news.
They see corruption, they see botched elections, they see violence in these beautiful schools that they wish that they had.
And the end result, says Golia, is that in Egyptian eyes, America has fallen from its very high pedestal.
If people are angry with America, they're angry because it deceived them. They're angry because they placed so much hope in the ideals that were represented by America. And now instead they see America behaving exactly the way their own undemocratic, corrupt, thoughtless, derisive governments behave towards them.
In the last few years, she says, the Egyptian press has become increasingly anti-American and vitriolic. Some ordinary Egyptians have also begun boycotting U.S. products. But, says Golia, Egyptians have never directed their anger toward her as an individual. Kyrians, she says, are very good at distinguishing between people and their governments. But she acknowledges that she is worried about what might happen here in the event of a U.S. war against Iraq. She says Egyptians are very frustrated with their current political and economic situation, and she fears a war might spark riots. But even if the regional situation does deteriorate, Golia says she has no plans to leave. This is her home, she says, and she feels she has a role to play as an intermediary between Egyptian and American cultures.
I can certainly portray the Egyptian point of view to an American audience with some sensitivity and nuance based on my experience. On the other side, with regards to the Egyptians, I provide an example of a quote-unquote good American, you know, someone who is not necessarily convinced by what their government is doing.
Golia says she's hopeful she won't have to play that role, however. She says she's optimistic that a war in her own backyard might still be avoided. Kate Seeley, NPR News, Cairo.